This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Iran Tuesday launched missiles at U.S. troops in Iraq in an apparent retaliation for the U.S. killing its top commander. Middle East experts warn that the region could be heading towards a new wave of violence marked by a looming breakout of violence from Iran and its proxies against the U.S. and its allies. VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman reports on the latest developments, including President Trump's tweet Tuesday night that all is well after Iran's missile attack.
Yes, it could also indicate that the president does not intend to turn tensions up another notch and back away from the cusp of war. The messages we've seen from the Iranians this evening, including the former foreign minister, are that Iran does not want war. There are also indications from the Iranian military that as long as the United States now does not attack Iran, that this is it, that there will not be war. But if there is a military response by the United States on targets inside Iran, that would lead to a further round of retaliation by Iran striking out at U.S. allies, including Israel.
President Trump says he will make a statement on Wednesday morning here in Washington. Iranian state media reported Tuesday a stampede at the funeral of the top military commander, Qasem Soleimani, killed at least 32 people and injured 190 others. The state media reports that the burial was postponed following that stampede. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A Ukrainian commercial jet crashed shortly after taking off from an airport in Iran's capital on Wednesday, killing everyone on board. Iranian state media quoted emergency officials and the head of Iran's Red Crescent saying there were no survivors. Authorities are investigating what caused the plane to go down. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Tuesday there is desperate need for practical ways to improve ties with North Korea, adding that he was ready to meet with the reclusive leader, Pyongyang, repeatedly if necessary. Michelle Hennessy reports.
Moon Jae-in used the annual address to say there's a, quote, desperate need for improving ties with North Korea, and said he regrets the lack of progress in negotiations.
In a time of deadlock in U.S.-North Korea talks, and where we're even concerned about a step backward in inter-Korean relations, we're in desperate need of practical ways to improve cooperation between the Koreas.
Moon added that he was ready to travel to Pyongyang again and repeatedly meet with reclusive leader Kim Jong-un if necessary. Over the new year, Kim promised a new weapon was coming in the face of, quote, gangster-like pressure from the United States. But he signaled there was still room for dialogue with the U.S., something Moon said on Tuesday must continue, adding provocations and threats are not helpful for anyone.
That was Michelle Hennessy reporting. The United Nations reports intercommunal violence in Sudan's West Darfur state has killed and injured scores of people and forced tens of thousands to flee their homes. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Fighting erupted between Arabs and the Mazalit, an African indigenous ethnic group, at the end of December in and around West Darfur's capital, El Geneina. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says the violence has taken a heavy toll. It reports at least 54 people have been killed and 60 injured. It says 40,000 have been internally displaced and thousands of others have fled to Chad in search of refuge. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says the displaced are sheltering in schools and government buildings around El Geneina. He says UN agencies and local partners are providing essential relief. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Firefighters in Australia are taking advantage of the weather change to shore up defenses against the massive bushfires. Rain and cooler temperatures is giving firefighters time to bolster containment lines, clear ground vegetation, and conduct controlled burns. But the rainfall is not enough to extinguish hundreds of fires still burning. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.